Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord. Judy takes it seriously. Oh, come, let us bow down and worship.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King. Amen. Amen. And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I was reading in Luke earlier this week, and where it speaks of John the Baptist, and it says, he will be a man with the spirit and power of Elijah, and he will prepare the people for the coming of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and he will cause those who are rebellious to accept the wisdom of the godly. And another translation just says it simply, that he'll prepare people for salvation. People were saved when John the Baptist preached. And I thought, what could be more powerful than salvation? What could be more powerful than hearts that are prepared to receive the Lord? Nothing, because miracles last for a day sometimes. Or even if they last our whole lifetime, they're done at the end of our lifetime. But salvation goes on forever and ever and ever. Jesus said, go out and lay hands on the sick. Absolutely. Absolutely. But we all know from experience, from testimonies and things like that, that there were people who were healed that weren't saved. There were people who were healed that later shouted, crucify him. A transformed life is the most powerful thing, and out of that transformation, all these other things will be added. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things will just come along. Things just change. It's just good. Because God is just good. We're open to the goodness of God. We weren't open to the goodness of God before we came to know the Lord. We wanted good things. We desired good things. You know, I said, before I got saved in my own power, I quit things. But I only quit them temporarily to prove that I could do it. But I didn't have a transformed life. And without a transformed life, there is not the satisfaction doesn't come. The confidence and the hope doesn't come. Because we can only satisfy ourselves for so long, right? And someone else can only satisfy us for so long. And something can only satisfy us for so long. Some things might satisfy us for a little longer than other things. I remember when I bought the first motorcycle, and I thought that it was maybe a little bit too big of a motorcycle. And not only that, but the guy pointed out to me that it had foot pegs so that I would be able to sit back and put my feet on the foot pegs. And my thought at that point, actually, I said, I doubt that I'll be doing anything like that. I'm just going to be holding on, you know. And he also prophesied and said, well, you're going to want a bigger one. And I thought, I'm not going to want a bigger one. This one is plenty big enough. He was right. It's like that song that says, you ought to try it sometime. My grandma was right. Talking to Jesus, well, this guy was right. And it wasn't long till we jumped to a bigger bike, because it had a nicer throne and had to have a nicer place for Vicky to ride on it. And then there was just a little flashier bike, and then there was another 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 bike. And then there were just bikes, because you could have bikes. And then there was finding good homes for bikes. It was like having puppies, you know. You want to make sure they find good homes. You don't want somebody that's going to go out and drown it. Anyway, you know, there's always more, and there's always more to God. Always more to God. And that's, we have to make sure that we stay stirred up and hungry for more of God. I just want more of God. Because that's what's going to keep us. And that's what's going to supply our needs. And that's what, that's, He's going to be our answer. I love health. I really love health. If I don't feel good, I want to be healed. But I love health. And I think that that's a miracle. I think that that's wonderful. And so I'm just really glad to be healthy, and I just really want my wife healthy. And so we have to depend upon Jesus to take care of that. I pulled out of town on Wednesday to go over to chapel, and I was singing to the Lord, and I was praising the Lord, and I was thanking Him for His presence. And He said, "You know, I don't come when you welcome me." That's a little distracting, Lord. What do you mean you don't come when I welcome you? He said, "I'm already there." What happens is when you welcome me, it makes you focus and the eyes of your heart can be opened. And you begin to see a glimpse of me. And because your heart is the way that your heart is, a glimpse of me captivates you. And so it's not because we ask Him to come, He's already here. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I just loved that. But have you ever noticed that God doesn't necessarily finish up with His first statement? He said, "Do you believe that I'm with you?" Of course I believe that you're with me. But then He sort of left me with my own thoughts. And my own thoughts became God thoughts, I think, in the fact that, if I really believe that you're always with me, would I do some of the things I do? Would I think some of the things I think? No, I wouldn't. Not that I think awful things, not that I do awful things, but just simply because, you see, His presence changes things. And He is with me all the time. And so there isn't any time to snap at my wife. There isn't any time that's right for that. There isn't any time for doubt. There isn't any time for any of that stuff, because God is with me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? And so He's always with me. He isn't just with me when I'm in la-la land. He's with me always. Well, that messed up my week in a good way. It made me to consider, you know, I mean, it's like, I'm pretty sensitive to the Holy Spirit, so that when I mess up, He can correct me. I mean, I know when I'm wrong. But I would like to be so aware of His presence. You see, it's like, okay, when I was growing up, if my dad was present, it totally transformed my behavior. If my dad was present, my main focus was on Dad. Especially if I thought about something that I shouldn't be doing. But I noticed something as I thought about this. When I was a little kid, when Dad wasn't present, I did a lot of bad stuff. A lot of bad stuff. Even as a little kid. But when my dad was present, I never did. Well, when you're a little kid, your dad's not always present. But my dad's always present now. My Heavenly Father is always present now. And last week, remember, we talked about, I want to live as a man who sees God. I want to live as a person who sees God. Moses, although no one can see God and live, Moses lived like a man that could see God. And so that's what I noted to myself last week. That's how I want to live. I want to. And so God said, put this on. This will help you. He's right. It changed a certain amount of awareness. I have to really want to let out wrong things now. Which causes a lot of battling in my mind about no. And then my mind must still have some demonic control to it because it will argue with me when I'm right. And I know I'm right. But it will diesel. It will diesel. My mind will diesel. Improvement, it doesn't come out of my mouth, but my mind diesels. I don't like that. I don't want to fight that. But I'd rather fight that than let it loose. I knew this when he said it. When he said, I don't just come when you invite me. I knew that. I just didn't know it like I know it. But he's always present. He's always present. Remember, but the invitation opens our eyes and our hearts to look to him. And when we worship, it's a pretty easy looking to him. Because we're captivated by him. Because we're focused on him. Because we're just enjoying him. And when we're enjoying him, we don't do much wrong. So we could enjoy him all the time. There's no rats in the ceiling, Billy. That's Danica in the cry room. He will be a man that will turn people's hearts to God. We need to always be making sure that our hearts are for God. We need to just be sensitive to the Spirit of God, sensitive to his closeness. Be desirous of pleasing him because he's present. It's not hard to please God. All we have to do is believe him and love him. It's a powerful thing to believe God. I mean to believe God. It just is. We sing the song that says, even when I can't see it, he's working. You know, that will encourage you all by itself. God, I know you're working. I know you're working. It's not what you do, Lord. It's you that I desire. You know? I love the things that he does, but the things that he does are overflow. Wash over me. The things that he... But just his presence. If I have a choice between God doing magnificent things and God just being present, I'll take God just being present. Because we forget magnificent things. And we might remember them for a while, but you know, it's like if you were one of those people that came out of the house on your birthday and there was a brand new car with a ribbon on top. You know? That would get your attention. But ultimately you would take the ribbon off. And maybe the first several times you came and said, oh man, you know. My wife bought me a motorcycle one time. We were looking at a motorcycle and she wanted to pitch in on that motorcycle. So we bought that motorcycle. I don't have that motorcycle anymore. But I was really appreciative of that motorcycle, wasn't I, honey? I would say, oh, thank you, honey. Sometimes I might even say something about, you know, we wouldn't have the one we have now if it wouldn't have been for you buying that one that we bought then. But I don't really think about that motorcycle very often anymore. And I think it was a red one, wasn't it? Yeah. See, I had to think about it. I'm not, you know. So it was the apple of my eye for a while, but then, you know, as much as you just don't like to let things go, sometimes you just do. And so it is, no matter what mighty and marvelous things that God does, that isn't what's on your mind all the time. Now, they may still come back. They may still come up. The Holy Spirit may remind you. It's an opportunity to share, because we're supposed to share the great things God has done, aren't we? You know? Our confidence in God, you know, that's a powerful thing when you share what God has done. There's two miracles that take place. One is that before you knew God, you didn't talk about God at all. If his name came up, it probably wasn't necessarily in a worshipful manner. You know? But God, present God, just changes everything. And so we're always prepared. Always prepared, the Bible says, always be prepared to tell people why you have the hope that you have. Always be prepared. In a moment, God changed your life. And every moment, he's changing it still. Even when we don't see it, he's working. Even if we don't feel it, he's working. And it's a big deal to remember that, to expect that, to broadcast that. The world needs to know God's working, that he's present, that he's near for everybody. They need to, you know, all the time these things come up on my phone that say, the COVID report. What do I want a COVID report for? South Dakota's COVID report. Country's COVID report. Italy's COVID report. Why would we want to broadcast the report of that stuff all the time? Oh, but natural thinking says, oh, but we need to know these things. We need to worry about these things a lot. We need to fear these things. There's no fear in Christ Jesus. Vicki was telling me yesterday that as a young child, she ended up with a bleeding ulcer in school because of the Cold War movies that they would put up and the going into the shelters and practicing for the big bomb. I said, man, I must have just been too stupid. I never even thought about that. It did not affect me one bit, you know. Those big clouds and the big sound, you know. Talk about the 4th of July. You know, whatever the case might be. Every day I walked past that bomb shelter sign going down the steps and up the steps. And there's where we would go. And we're going to practice. And, oh my goodness, it just didn't matter to me. But bless her heart. A little kid shouldn't be so tormented by that. And yet there are little kids that are just tormented by COVID. You know? Am I going to have to wear a mask for the rest of my life? That's right. I think I broke the law yesterday. Not on purpose, but I was late for the nursing home yesterday. I was up at my mom's looking for something, and my phone rings. And they said, Pastor Day, are you still coming for chapel? Oh, yes, I am, and I'm late. And I zoomed home, changed my clothes, grabbed my guitar, hopped on the four-wheeler, sped. I guess I did break the law for sure, because I know I was going more than 25 on the way to the nursing home. Got there, walked in, started to play. And because I acted like I knew what I was doing, they didn't bother to interrupt me. There I was, unmasked. I'm not a criminal by choice. It's just, you know, they did tell me the last time that since I was more than 6 feet from them, I wouldn't have to wear the mask while I played. But they didn't tell me I could just come in without one. But when you're quick, how are they going to catch you? We need to be quick to listen to God. We need to be quick about the things that are important. We need to be quick to give God the glory. We need to be quick to just submit ourselves to God and be transformed by the renewing of his mind. Billy came over this week and we were going to put on the roof of the garage. And he had told me before, we can knock that out in 5 hours. I think that's possible. We knocked it out in 3 hours. In 3 hours, his trailer was loaded back up and he was driving off into the sunset. Ooh, how I love steel. The Lord is strong. He's our strong tower. He's steel. He's quick. He's awesome. He's amazing. Those are the powerful things in our life. That's what will keep us. What will keep us is an awareness of God, that God is present. We want God present. But we're all guilty at times of maybe acting like we think he's on a break. But he's never on a break. He's always with us. He said, I will be with you always. And so I'm needing the power of God. I'm needing the power of God to break every chain. I need his power to respond to the awareness of his presence. I need his power to accomplish what I desire. See, no man can come to the Lord unless the Father draws him. And God has been drawing every single person since the beginning of time. God spoke to Noah, but God made that boat big enough that there could have been a lot of other people on the boat. But nobody else wanted to get on the boat. But that didn't bother Noah. Noah still got on the boat. Other people may not want to get on the boat. But by the power of God, we still get on the boat. By the power of God, we still walk as God wants us to walk. By the power of God, we know God is always with us, always present, always mighty to save. He's mighty to save me from myself sometimes, but he's always mighty to save, mighty to keep us from doubting. Man, I'll tell you what, doubting can come on a rampage. I have no doubt that the enemy has done his best to try to cause Vicky to doubt, to wonder why. You know, Why did this happen to me? Why do I feel this way? Why aren't I well? Why aren't I? Why aren't I? Why aren't I? Why aren't I? But the thing that overcomes all of that is the blanket of the presence of the Lord. Oh Lord, I know you're with me. Oh Lord, I know you're for me. Last week when I cruised to Brookings and back, you know, I just thoroughly enjoyed down the highway, hands in the air, praising God. Couldn't do that with Vicky with me, but I could do it with Jesus with me. Just because He, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know you're with me, Lord. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Starting now. Today, we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Those are such powerful promises, and they produce peace. And the peace of God that passes understanding produces life. The life that we were all looking for forever and just didn't know it. I said, I used to quit. I think I've told you before. I would say, I'm not drinking this month. Because I could. I didn't need to. I didn't have to. Well, you know, it wasn't because I was trusting God. But it may have been a beneficial thing. The first time that I met Vicky, I wasn't drinking. She got to see me both ways and still married me. Remember when I came in and I was drinking soda water first time I met you? Yeah, I was pretty forgettable, but you weren't. I intrigued her enough sober that she gave me a chance drunk. A chance that she regretted often, I think. But I don't know. It had to be God that, you know. I see the Lord working all the time. All the time. You know? And I still, after all these years on occasion, I still thank God that that she stuck in it for 7 years until I got saved. It had to be God. It had to be God. Someone who doesn't know anything about God knows enough to walk into the bathroom of our trailer in Oregon and say, God help us, there's a devil in this house. I think somewhere she was thinking Roger was the devil. I'm not positive. But she was right. That's the power of God. These things, if you think about it, think about the power of God working in your life. Long before you knew He was present, He's been working. Isn't that something? He loved me ere I knew Him. Now all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath His cleansing flood. Victory in Jesus. I mean, there is victory in Jesus. There's victory in Jesus. I sang that song before I knew Jesus. And I never thought about what it was. Now I sing it, make me happy. Makes me think about the victory. Makes me think, hey, don't walk around in defeat. We are a walking advertisement for the goodness of God. And don't you think that He wants us to have true advertising? Not false advertising? Don't you think He is doing abundantly above and beyond what you can hope or imagine? Don't you think that when you can't see it, He's still doing it. When you can't feel it, He's still doing it. Think about these things. The Bible says that whatever is right and just and pure, whatever is worthy of praise, think on these things. Think about those things. You know, people that don't know God don't know how to think about those things. All they can think about is COVID. All they can think about, the economy. All they can think about. That'll depress you. Everything else in the world will fail. Everything else will pass away, but the Word of God will stand forever. And that Word of God is standing for you. Blessed are you who have believed. It's a powerful thing. It takes the power of God to overcome the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. There's power in the name of Jesus. If God be for you, who can be against you? You see, these are the things that we think about. These are the things that are to replace those other thoughts that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. It's easy, it really is, if you think, it's easy to recognize thoughts that are not manufactured by God. Because they don't cause doubt, they don't bring hope, they don't bring peace, they don't bring assurance. They are things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God or what you know it is like when your mind is on God. And so when we come here and we worship, we welcome His presence by entering into His presence. We come into your presence with thanksgiving in our hearts, into your courts with praise. We practice coming in. We practice coming in. We practice coming in so that when the gun goes off, we run to Jesus. Good news, folks, you can't jump the gun to Jesus. Don't have to worry about being disqualified. You can't be too anxious. They're not going to cut you off and send you home like they do in the Olympics. No. Quickly. Come quickly. Don't worry if you come ahead of people. People will follow you. Come quickly. Come quickly. You ever notice when somebody jumps the gun in a race, everybody else comes out of the blocks? They don't want to be left behind. Just in case it wasn't a bad start, they want to be in the race. Not go, oh, I got jumped. Hey, he jumped. Come on. What do you mean, man? He jumped. No, he just got a good start, and you're sitting there like a dummy. There could be a message in that. Oh, folks, you're wonderful. That's what God feels about you. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. You're precious. God says, there's not one thing that I wouldn't do for you. Nothing. Nothing. If you can believe, all things are possible with me. Keep your eyes on Jesus, folks. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Lift up His name. Exalt His name. I will bless the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Sing unto the King of Israel. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. I feel like I'm riding a motorcycle when I do that. Hallelujah. Yes, you bless us, Lord, and we're grateful for that. We're grateful for the power of God unto salvation. We're grateful that when we seek you first, all the other stuff's just added. And it's nice. Oh, it's nice. But nothing compares to you, Lord. Let that be the thought in our mind. Nothing compares to you, Lord. Nothing compares to you, Lord. And we give you praise and honor and glory because we know you will do it. In Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord.